Okay, I saw in the news Meek Mill. I'm not a fan of his. I don't even know his discography. I know maybe a couple songs I've heard of him, but he's not somebody that is relevant in hip-hop music, from my understanding and from the little bit that I've listened to modern music. And he's been in the news quite a bit for, I would say, the last few months, simply because of a situation where he was on probation, and it goes back to that margin of error that people of color have, and went ahead and got arrested for something very minute. I haven't even followed the news as to exactly what happened, but there was a big uproar with that. There was a level of feedback from celebrities, NFL team owners got involved. It was a slew of feedback from celebrities and people in mainstream media saying how unjust it was for this person to be incarcerated. Lo and behold, through some magic attorneys, and you know how that goes, he got freed. And he's been an unanointed spokesperson for, as far as prison reform and having people that are wrongly accused and are exonerated or should be exonerated because of things that have been done in the past in the justice system that wasn't advantageous or wasn't fair. And one of the things that happened with Meek Mill, I guess he was supposed to meet with the president and talk about that, and Jay-Z reached out to him. Now, Jay-Z, I do know. And Jay-Z said, man, bro, you can't be going out there to the White House and mixing, mingling with them white folks. That's what he said. And Meek Mill was like, okay, bro. And he nixed it. What do I think of that? Man, that's a very tough deal, because I try to give opinions and thoughts on things that everyone can agree upon. You realize in this world, and especially through the media, if you watch it, is that people are very extreme and have been divisive in their views. It's like, if you're not with me, you're against me. That's the mantra that you have nowadays. You can't be in the middle, God forbid. And I think in this case in point, he got coerced, meaning the rapper Meek Mill, he got coerced by Jay-Z to, hey, man, just don't go to see the White House folk. Don't see those people up in the plantation owners. Don't go see them. And I have a mixed feelings about that. I don't know what to think. I mean, part of me knows that, and again, these are things I feel everyone in the room would agree upon, is that President Trump's character is not the best. I mean, he's not known for sympathy. He's not known for taking care of people of color or lower socioeconomic levels, right? I mean, it's just been too many examples where he's the kind of guy where if he was to cheat, he would say, well, yeah, I cheated, but it was my wife's fault. You know, we go back to the Virginia situation. Remember that racist rally that was going on? And it's just too many examples of Trump not diving in and trying to blame everybody. Like, he had some about faces, obviously, because the pressure was too much. But he's not known to be sympathetic to the plight of other people's cultures and other walks of life, other than the one he knows. But I've talked about that before, because he shouldn't care. He never grew up that way, so he's not going to be understanding. I mean, he hasn't been a career politician, which is why that's the reason everyone defends him, the Trump supporters. They love that he's different. But everyone in the room, if I was to tell him, do you think he's a man of character? Is he a quality person? I would say most people in that room would say, no, he's not. Right? And I can't knock him, because he's doing some things. My life as is has gotten better. Just as good, if not better. So I can't complain about the president, because things in my life haven't changed. More money in my pocket. I'm still safe. You know, I've gotten great opportunities. There's plenty of more opportunities out there. So who am I to complain? Obviously, with the Puerto Rico thing, that's something that still rubs me wrong, because, again, it just showed that he showcased his lack of sympathy for other walks of life and other cultures. But that's, anyway, that's another rant right there. But yeah, so going back to Meek Mill, so he was invited to the White House and he said, I'm not going to go. And I think it's a double-edged sword, right? Because I think we all can also agree that there needs to be accountability for people and for things in the justice system, for people that are tainting evidence, for people that are doing things maliciously to put others behind bars, whether it's a judge, whether it's attorneys, whether it's detectives, whatever it is. Any bad apples that are trying to spoil the wrongly convicted, they should be out of there. I strongly believe in that. We got to hold people accountable that are coming in and crying wolf, or that are trying to do somebody else in for whatever agenda, right? They're just trying to close the case. They have somebody close enough. They just plant some evidence up to the next one. We can't do that. And judges are in on that, whatever it is, right? I mean, we've seen so much. There's so much evidence of institutionalized racism in the system. And that's where I talk about, you got to know your environment, and you got to know your margin of error, okay? Like, some people are not viewed as threats. Person like me, I know I'm viewed as a threat. So I have to act accordingly when I'm out and about. And guys like Meek Mill, anybody of color, if you dress in a certain way and you're out of there at night, you better know it's coming. You better know people are not going to look at you in a positive light. That's the reality of it. You can't deal with it. And people are drinking alcohol, which is not a relaxing drug. It's a drug that gets people aggressive. Okay, it's not like everyone's smoking weed and holding hands and shit like that. You know, that alcohol, it brings out that rage. It brings out that being an asshole mentality with many people. So, you know, I think... you know, we need reform, and I think we need to show as well that we can talk to other people from, even if we disagree in principle, I think there has to be a level of being able to sit down at the table and discuss things and find a common ground. I don't have to like the guy, but he has some influence, and we have to try to use that, because let's face it, this guy, Meek Mill, that's in the headlines, this is 15 minutes of fame for him, and it's going to go away just like that in a week. The way the news cycles is, and the next, everyone's looking at, I remember the term Rush Limbaugh used to use back in the day. It was a drive-by media. That's how we are. We just drive by. Okay, this chaos happened. You know, just Texas just had another shootout there at a school. These things just keep happening. But you have a cycle of news that is very quick to move on to the next topic. So, you know, you got to strike while the iron's hot when it comes to that topic, and especially when it's in the forefront with wrongly being in prison or having a stigma that causes you to be incarcerated. And I think that's something that is very important. We need to have that talked about out there, because there's people out there that can't relate. They're not a threat. They never had any issues with the law enforcement, so they can't sympathize with somebody like that, with somebody that is out there. And I mean, but we see it in the news all the time, right? We see all the time people that have been in prison for a long time getting exonerated and getting cleared because of some dirty evidence, because of some DNA, because the prosecution and the people involved in putting this person in prison just bum rushed through the whole thing, and he was innocent. And that's where I go back to, I think people like Jay-Z, what he needs to focus on is not being divisive per se. I think it's more of going ahead and getting people in the political spectrum that are aligned with his ideology. And I think that's what it comes down to. I just saw in the news today that this year, a lot of the races, political races that are happening, the most women candidates that we've ever had. What does that mean? That's that. Basically, there's women that have been triggered by Trump, by the way he's done things, right? Being misogynistic, being the way he's talked about women and downed women, right? I mean, all these, whatever these things, right? And women have been saying, okay, well, fuck it. We're going to go run for office. And I think that's the way to do it. If you want to make a dent and changes in our society, people that are being, that feel victimized, or that feel that being, they're not being helped for the cause, have to run for office, have to be involved in some political fashion. And the people that have the money, like Jay-Z, those people just need to bankroll other folks that are running for office, whatever it is. They need to flex their muscle, not by trying to have isolated incidents, because that's the one thing I have noticed, is that there isn't any type of support. I know if I was a billionaire, I'd be pushing for political people, whatever agendas, if it really meant that much to me, you know? Like, I come from a mindset of, it doesn't matter if you're a billionaire, it doesn't matter how much money or notoriety, if you're a person of color, man, you're in the wrong place. They're not going to know you. You think they're going to know who Jay-Z is if he goes down to Malibu? You think if he goes down to certain places in the world, Morocco or anything like that, you think they'll know him? He's probably one of the richest guys in the resort and wherever he is, and they're going to look at him, oh, that's another nigger. You know, they're going to arrest him if he acts a fool. And I mean, didn't it happen to Oprah? Somewhere in Switzerland, she was going at a shop or something like that a couple years ago. And they went ahead and profiled her. And she said as such. And, you know, of course, the other side is going to say, well, that didn't happen. We don't have all the facts. I mean, they're acting like the black people were acting for OJ. You know how when OJ was like, nah, they don't got him. You know, DNA, the glove didn't fit. You know, like, and all of us are saying, come on, man. I mean, I'm saying anyway, come on, OJ. We know you did it, bro. Like, we know you went ahead and did that dirty deed, right? So I agree with the white people on that forefront. But then you try to talk to white people about the profiling that happens in the store with Oprah. They'd be like, ah, come on, there's more to it. Nah, it's just, it's media. It's liberal, you know, it's liberals. And I'm like, I don't know, man. It's just, trust me, there's some truth to that as well. You know, you don't need factual evidence. You don't need two forms of ID and DNA samples to come to a conclusion about what somebody did or didn't do or what they experienced. So, but I think the only way people of color and people that feel they're being victimized in this society, in this culture, they have to flex their muscle and start having some influence and having them in positions of power, in positions of government and politics, because that's really the only way you're going to influence any changes in this country. Because or you're going to go ahead and make billions, you know, be part of that one percenters that run the country. Like I said this before, you know, this country is an oligarchy. It's not a democracy. 80% of the rules are passed for the top 10-15% in this country. So, you know, you're right now, your voting influence is next to nil. No matter how you want to say it, there's statistics out there. You can go and research it online. It doesn't matter if you vote, if you're a regular person. It doesn't matter because your vote doesn't matter. And you can go ahead and get mad at me. You just look it up. Just do research. I'm not kidding you on this. This is stuff that has been done by very educated individuals over a period of time that have stated such things. So how are you going to go ahead and debate that? Well, man, I mean, you know, people like you is the reason why we don't have any change. I mean, I get it. But you got to show me that there is change. Right. And there is change. I mean, things have happened, but I don't think, like I said, right now we've had a switch of presidency from Obama to Trump. And my life is not any different. More money in my pocket, a little bit more. It's not life changer. My bills went up, got more bills, you know, got kids. I got a little one that I got to go take to Disney. I got the bracelets. I got my bracelets, my annual pass bracelets. Yay. They give you fucking bracelets. It's fucking cool. I'm excited. I you know, I've never been a Disney guy, but all of a sudden, man, knowing that my daughter's going and she gets excited, it's like, fuck. She's all in, man. So I got those things. You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about going by myself. I said, fuck it. Be like that total creep guy. You know what they say when you have like when you go to the park and you see a guy with no kids around, that's the kidnapper. That's the fucking guy that's trying to kill somebody. Or he's being like a pedophile, right? That's going to be me at Disney. Okay, because they're going to look at me. Okay, what is this big black guy doing over in Disney? Riding these rides with no kid next to him. And he's by himself and the girls behind me be like, what the fuck that weirdo old man? What is he doing on that ride? You know, I want to go see Avatar, man. I've heard some good things about it. I've seen some good things about it. It's an Avatar ride. Pretty badass. Do that, Aerosmith. But yeah, I was thinking of doing that. What the fuck? I mean, it's like I pay for the annual pass. And dude, it's like what the... I'm not going to do any crazy traveling. I might just might as well go. It's $135, 2.5 hour drive. Go. Just fucking go. I don't know. I'm still debating it. Who knows? I may just go and just pop in there for the fuck of it. Just to say I went to Disney, use my annual pass. Be there for like an hour. Boom, boom, boom. All right. Go in there. Free parking. So that's... $23. They charge you for parking. $23. Yeah. So think about that. So $23 and the ticket for a day costs you like 120 something. So man, I'm fucking pounding away. Fuck that. Well, I got Darrell there. But yeah, I think Meek Mill, I think it's tough because I think it's hard when people don't want to come to the middle. Because that's really when you're gonna get some solutions done. But at this stage and how politics are, and it's so divisive, and one side blames the other, and they're just looking at not playing nice with one another, and everything is party lines because the ideologies don't mix, and they're, it's like, dude, I mean, really get over it. I mean, you know, no one, the quicker people can realize that we're not all going to think the same, that we're all individuals and we're going to have differences, the sooner we can progress. If you realize that half of the country voted for Trump and half of the country voted for Hillary, you would understand that, hey, there's nothing we can do here. What? It's like, you know, there's a half, a good portion of America that feels totally different than you. Accept it. You're not going to convert those people. And you can't think that your side is right versus the other. But what I can say is that we can make a common ground solution. What is a common ground solution? With, you know, people understanding that the justice system is screwed, that we need something more consistent, that we need people to be held accountable when they do things that are not right, to imprison people or to do injustices to people. Like, we have to hold those folks accountable. We have to hold people accountable when it is shown that they have excessive and lethal force to harm somebody. I'm all about, listen, if a victim wants to show their gun and shoot it at you, game on. It's like, you know, you're going to try to shoot an officer, game on. Like I said, you don't do that, right? If you try to swing at an officer, you're getting your ass beat. You know, and if you're crippled, that's on you. But, you know, I have a problem with somebody that is not resisting arrest. Maybe they ran. Sure, just give them a shove, give them a kick, whatever, right? Lock them in. But nothing where you should be, you know, having them be like an MMA fighter and being fucking like a pugilist. You know what I'm saying? Like just coming out with two black eyes and shit. Like you shouldn't have that. So that's the way I think people, but I think people would be okay with those type of solutions or that type of mindset. The question is, how do you get everyone involved? Like we all can agree on, we want safety for our kids in school, right? We can all agree upon that. So that's something that we should all be focusing on. And it's not about taking away guns or adding more security. It's like, what, you know, it's more of like, we, if we could just agree on those core principles, then I think it allows for an expansion of finding a solution. And I wish all of us did that. I wish all of us, when it came to topics, would get into divisive, because what happens is people, the moment someone tries to be open-minded, then the other person tries to take in, and then they have to stake their ground. That's what happens with identity politics. You have the people, there's people out there that never understand a liberal, they'll label anybody a liberal. And then there's people out there, the liberals, that think every conservative is a racist, you know? And it's like, dude, you can't do that. You can't go ahead and peg anybody that way. Everyone is gray. Everyone, and people, the sooner the masses can understand that, that politics is a divide and conquer method, right? And it only caters to the elite. It doesn't cater to the regular folks. It doesn't. In the state level and the county level, it does. That's where, if I was so intense about politics, I would be at the county level, the city level, and the state level. That's it. Yeah, I wouldn't really worry about as far as the federal government, but people get so bent out of shape. It's like, look, if you get bent out, just focus on your local government. See what the taxes are happening in your on your real estate. You know, see, we kind of, ordinances are being passed out for sales tax that you're having to pay at the gas station. I mean, see what other things are being passed along in state legislature when it comes to, you know, your property or whatever other things you're concerned about gun laws. That's where you need to focus your attention on. But, you know, everyone just has something. What I've realized is that people have to be arguing about something. They have to paint a villain somewhere. And they have to argue. There's some people that love to debate all fucking day. And that's fine. You know, people love being right. People love... For some reason, there is a great percentage of people out there that love being right all the fucking time. They for whatever reason, they can't accept a different point of view but theirs. I don't know. And they get off on that. And it's like, it's an obsession. I don't get it. I'm not. I used to. They used to drag me into that fight, but not. I'm not like that. And I like to talk to people that are open minded and want to find solutions. And I mean, I love seeing people. You know, I go back to Jordan Peterson and seeing my man Shapiro. You know, Ben Shapiro, that's a Christian and a Jew talking openly about things. I mean, that's and they agree on things and they're able to have healthy discussions. And I think that's where my mind is like, I think you could be with somebody completely contrasting in their values and you're able to come to a common ground. So, these things are getting long.